Hello, welcome to the Rethink Your Understanding podcast, where we dive deep into transformative insights on leadership, agile, lean, DevOps, value stream management, and flow engineering. I'm your human host, Phil Clark. I've been leading technology teams for over two decades in both eras of software delivery. In each episode, the AI-generated hosts dive into key concepts and insights from my articles and blog posts. While this conversation is generated by AI, there may be occasional errors or misinterpretations that differ slightly from the original material. Join me as we explore and improve our understanding of digital transformation. I hope this inspires you to read the original article and reach out to me to collaborate. You will find a link to the article in the show notes. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please like, rate, and follow us on your podcast provider of choice. Your support helps us reach more listeners, and every review counts. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking content, and thanks for being part of our podcast experiment and journey. In this episode, we shift focus from software delivery to engineering and explore the topic of responsible engineering. The AI hosts discuss a conversation that broadened the definition of responsible engineering, emphasizing the importance of considering the consequences beyond just functionality. Leadership is key to creating a culture of responsibility by setting clear expectations and encouraging accountability. The discussion highlights the need for engineers to approach their work with care and a commitment to reducing harm. Ultimately, responsible engineering is framed as a matter of professional integrity and a fundamental aspect of the software engineering field. Let's dive in.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we are going to be looking at this concept of responsible engineering, and we're going to be taking a look at an article by Phil Clark from his website, rethinkyourunderstanding.com.
Yes, definitely recommend everybody check out the full article on his website. We may wander a little bit from the content there, but it's really interesting stuff.
Yeah, so picture this. You're at dinner with a software CEO.
Oh, boy.
And the conversation turns to what it really means to be a responsible engineer.
Okay.
And it's not just about writing clean code, right? It's about owning the impact of your work. And that's the central question that Phil Clark poses in his article is, have you and your team discussed and defined what it means to be a responsible engineer?
Yeah. And it's interesting. He sets this up in the article as a story about a CEO having dinner with a software intern.
Oh, okay.
And the intern defines responsible engineering as providing a solution that goes as deep as you can and ensures that it operates effectively.
Okay, so very simple, straightforward definition.
Yeah, deceptively simple.
Deceptively simple. All right, so we know sometimes the simplest solutions can create the biggest headaches down the line.
Now tell me about it.
And so to illustrate this, Phil, he shares an anecdote about his company ending up with a $15,000 to $20,000 bill because of unmonitored logging after a production deployment.
Oof.
So it turned out a coding error was generating a ton of logs and nobody caught it for weeks. Have you ever seen something like that happen where a quick fix snowballed into a bigger issue later on?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Phil's example really highlights the danger of engineering without ownership.
Yeah.
Because when you don't fully consider the potential consequences of your code, that's when you open the door to all sorts of unintended and sometimes very costly problems.
Yeah. And he goes on to outline some of the common pitfalls of neglecting responsibility in engineering. So things like unplanned costs, degraded system performance, accumulating technical debt, and then ultimately delivering a product that just doesn't meet customer expectations.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about that is he's not framing this as just a technical issue. He's really looking at how a lack of responsibility in engineering can have a ripple effect throughout the whole organization, you know, impact the bottom line, impact customer relationships and all that.
Totally. And so then he kind of gets into the nitty gritty of what responsible engineering actually looks like in practice. And the first principle that he lays out is own your code beyond deployment.
Yes. And he emphasizes this with the phrase follow your code. Hmm. So it's not enough to just merge your code, right? You're not done until you've verified that it's working as intended in production.
So you're not just assuming everything is fine. You're looking for potential issues before they become major problems.
Right. Yeah. You got to go beyond just merging your code and actually check those logs and monitor the system metrics and make sure everything's running smoothly.
So it's almost like being a detective, right? You're analyzing the evidence, comparing logs before and after deployment, making sure nothing seems out of place.
I like that analogy. I think that's a really good one.
Yeah, so the second principle is observability and monitoring as a core engineering discipline. And he argues that monitoring tools shouldn't be seen as something that's just for operations teams. They should be an integral part of every engineer's toolkit.
Yeah, that's right. Because, I mean, if your code is causing performance issues or unexpected behavior, it's essentially broken.
Right.
Even if it's technically working. So you really have to treat those performance issues with the same level of importance as you would functional bugs.
Yeah. And it's not just about reacting to those problems, right? It's about being proactive and building systems that are observable from the ground up.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yep. That way you can identify issues, you can address them before they impact users in a meaningful way.
So his third principle is write cost-conscious and efficient code, which is a big one these days.
Huge.
Because even seemingly small inefficiencies, like a poorly written database query, can have a huge impact on your company's bottom line.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, I think this point underscores the need for engineers to think beyond just the technical aspects of their work and consider the business implications. You know, responsible engineers understand that every line of code they write has a cost associated with it, whether it's in terms of computing resources, storage, or even external service fees.
It's almost like being a good steward of the company's resources.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And this leads nicely into his fourth and final principle, build with long-term impact in mind.
And this is where that concept of technical debt comes in.
Yeah.
It's resisting the urge to take those shortcuts that might seem convenient at the time,
right,
but ultimately create headaches down the line.
Dude, technical debt can be a killer.
Yeah.
You know, both for the efficiency of your team and the long-term viability of the product, it can slow down development, increase the risk of bugs, and make it harder to add new features.
So responsible engineers are thinking about the future of the product, the future of the team when they write code, not just the immediate task at hand.
Yes.
Now, he also briefly touches on the RACI matrix in this context
and
gives an example of how it might be used to define roles and responsibilities in a responsible engineering framework.
Right.
But he also points out that every team is going to have a slightly different approach to this.
I think the key takeaway there is just to keep it simple and focus on what works best for your team. You don't need to get bogged down in these complex processes or frameworks.
Right now, let's talk about the role of leadership in fostering a culture of responsible engineering, because it's not just about the individual engineers, is it? This really starts at the top.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Leaders play such a critical role in setting expectations and creating an environment where responsible engineering is not just encouraged, but it's celebrated.
So Phil talks about framing responsibility as professional integrity, not fear. So instead of saying, don't break the system, leaders should be asking questions like, how did you ensure this change wouldn't negatively impact performance? So that subtle shift encourages ownership and a proactive approach.
It's about empowering those engineers to take responsibility for their work and giving them the tools and support they need to do so effectively.
And creating a safe space for them to learn, experiment, and yes, even make mistakes as long as they learn from them.
Exactly, because, you know, at the end of the day, no one is perfect, and we all make mistakes. It's how we respond to those mistakes that really defines us as responsible engineers.
Yeah, he's got a great quote about that. He says, while it's okay that there will be an occasional error, there is no room for complacency or negligence. So it's not about eliminating every single error. It's about having the right approach and a willingness to take ownership when things go wrong.
Yeah, I think that really highlights the importance of having a growth mindset as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about constantly learning, adapting, striving to improve our skills and our practices.
And being open to feedback and willing to learn from our mistakes.
For sure. For sure. It's about asking ourselves, given my current skills, capabilities, insights, and tools, did I do everything I could to deliver the best possible code?
Wow, that's powerful. That's a powerful question to reflect on. It really gets to the heart of what it means to be a responsible engineer.
It does.
But we've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to unpack here, including Phil's Software Engineer's Oath, which is something I think every engineer should read and consider. We'll dive into that and more after a quick...
Actually, you know what? I think this is a good place to pause and let our listeners digest everything we've covered so far.
Okay, sounds good.
Picking back up where we left off, I think one of the most compelling parts of Phil's article is his proposed Software Engineer's Oath. It's almost like this set of guiding principles, right, for anyone who writes code.
Yeah, it really is. And it starts with this powerful statement. I recognize that great engineering is not just about writing code. It is about delivering something that truly makes a difference while honoring the trust placed in me to do so responsibly. It almost feels like a Hippocratic oath for engineers, wouldn't you say?
It definitely has that sense of weight and importance to it. And then he goes on to outline a series of commitments that really bring this idea of responsible engineering to life.
Yeah. So the first one is building with diligence, not complacency, which I think really sets the tone perfectly.
Right.
It's about always striving for excellence, paying attention to detail, never taking shortcuts. Mm. It's about recognizing that the work we do has real world consequences and treating every line of code with the respect it deserves.
Yeah. And I think that ties back to what we were discussing earlier about owning your code beyond deployment.
Right.
Diligence isn't just about writing clean code. It's about making sure that code is functioning properly and efficiently in the real world.
Exactly. And the next one, respecting the responsibility I hold, really drives home the point that we're not just building software in a vacuum.
For sure.
Our code can have a profound impact on people's lives, and we need to be mindful of that responsibility.
Yeah, it's about understanding that the decisions we make as engineers can have far-reaching consequences, both positive and negative.
And with that in mind, the next one, minimizing harm and avoiding preventable failures.
Yeah, this speaks to the proactive nature of responsible engineering, right? It's about being vigilant, anticipating potential problems, and taking steps to mitigate them before they cause harm.
So instead of just reacting to problems, we're trying to prevent them from happening in the first place.
Exactly. And I think this also ties back into the concepts of observability and monitoring that we were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
The more visibility we have into our systems, the better equipped we are to identify and address potential issues before they escalate.
So the next commitment, prioritizing quality, accountability, and long-term impact.
Okay.
This really resonates with me. It's about taking a holistic view of our work, considering the long-term consequences of our decisions.
It's so easy to get caught up in the pressure to deliver features quickly, you know? But responsible engineers understand that quality and maintainability are just as important as speed.
It's about building software that's not only functional, but also robust, scalable, and easy to maintain.
Yeah. And I think the emphasis on accountability is really important here.
Uh-huh.
It's about taking ownership of our work and being willing to stand behind our decisions.
And the next commitment, acting with integrity and not compromising security or stability, speaks to the ethical dimension of responsible engineering.
Yeah.
You know, we have a duty to build secure systems and protect user data.
Absolutely. Security and stability aren't just technical considerations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're ethical imperatives. We need to be mindful of the potential risks associated with our work and take appropriate steps to mitigate those risks.
And this leads nicely into the final one, delivering value without judgment of its significance to the user.
I love this one.
Okay.
Because it reminds us that every feature, no matter how small it may seem, can have a big impact on someone's life.
It's about empathy, you know, putting ourselves in the shoes of our users.
Right.
We may not always understand why a particular feature is important to someone, but that doesn't mean it isn't.
Yeah, it's about respecting our users and building software that truly meets their needs. So after laying out this inspiring oath, Phil ends his article with a question that I think really gets you thinking. He says, given the significant changes AI is introducing, I can't tell you what this profession will look like 6 months, a year, or 2 years from now, but that does not prevent us from being responsible engineers as we reshape this industry and how we deliver software. Until then, have you and your team discussed and defined what it means to be a responsible engineer?
Wow, it's a powerful question because it highlights the fact that while technology is constantly evolving, the core principles of responsible engineering remain timeless.
Yeah, we need to adapt and evolve our practices to keep pace with this changing landscape. But that foundation should always be built on integrity, accountability, and a commitment to delivering value.
So after this deep dive into Phil's article, what does responsible engineering mean to you? It's a question worth pondering, and I encourage you to discuss it with your team. How do you see this oath fitting into your day-to-day work?
I think it provides a valuable framework for making decisions and navigating the complexities of software development.
And it challenges us to think beyond our immediate tasks and consider the broader impact of our work.
It's a call to action for all engineers to step up and embrace the responsibility that comes with building software that shapes our world.
And speaking of shaping our world, Phil's final question really makes you stop and think, doesn't it?
It does. He's essentially challenging us to think about how we can ensure that responsible engineering remains at the forefront of our industry, even as AI and other emerging technologies continue to disrupt the status quo?
It's a question that deserves serious consideration, and I think it's one that we'll be grappling with for years to come.
Yeah, it really is a challenge, especially with how fast technology is changing these days. It's like he's throwing down the gauntlet and daring us to figure out how to keep responsible engineering from becoming just a buzzword. Yeah, it's definitely a call to action. And
and
I think it starts with, you know, having those honest conversations with our teams. We can't assume that everyone's on the same page when it comes to responsible engineering.
Right.
Right. We need to define what it means for us, set clear expectations, and then hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had those kinds of conversations with your team?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because that is actually a question that Phil asks in the article. He says, have you and your team discussed and defined what it means to be a responsible engineer? And it's not just a question for engineers either.
Right.
It needs to involve everybody from, you know, junior developers all the way up to senior leadership.
Oh, absolutely. Creating that kind of culture of responsibility requires a top-down approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leaders need to set the tone model, the behaviors that they expect from their teams. But it also needs to be a grassroots effort. Individual engineers need to be empowered to speak up, raise concerns, and advocate for responsible practices.
So it's not just about following a set of rules or checking boxes. It's about creating a shared understanding and commitment to these principles throughout the entire organization.
Exactly. And that's where I think things get really interesting, because it's not always easy to define what responsible engineering looks like in practice. You know, it can vary depending on the context, the project, the team.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach, but I think the principles that Phil outlines in his article provide a really solid foundation. And, you know, it really all boils down to this. Responsible engineering is about building a better future. It's about recognizing that the code we write today can have a ripple effect for years to come.
Yeah, well said. It's about taking ownership of the impact of our work and using our skills to create technology that benefits both individuals and society as a whole.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into responsible engineering, I want to leave you with this thought. Given the rapid pace of technological advancement, especially in areas like AI, how can we ensure that responsible engineering remains not just a buzzword, but a core value that guides the future of our industry?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the answer lies in continuous learning, open dialogue, and a willingness to challenge the status quo.
It's about staying informed, asking tough questions, and holding ourselves and each other accountable for the code we create. It's a journey, and I have a feeling it'll be just as fascinating and challenging as the technology itself.
Well, we hope this deep dive into responsible engineering has given you some food for thought and maybe even inspired you to start some of those conversations with your team.
That's all for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.